Cuomo says he's spoken to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi about a $900 billion aid package. It would extend federal pandemic unemployment benefits for millions of Americans that run out on the day after Christmas. It would also renew small business loans and provide some relief to cash-strapped state and local governments dealing with COVID-19-related expenses. Cuomo calls it a first down payment on what is needed.
It doesn't come near to the need. It would be a short-term bill until March, and I would urge them to get this first down payment bill passed before they leave, just so families have funding for the holiday season and it takes some pressure off state and local governments. They would then have to come back and do a real bill next year.
The state has a $14 billion budget deficit, largely due to pandemic-related expenses. Cuomo in the past has said the state will need $50 billion over the next 2 years to be made whole. The governor must present his new budget plan in January and close the current deficit by March 31st. Republicans in the U.S. Senate, led by Mitch McConnell, rejected the Democrats' proposal. They instead want a more limited package that offers aid to businesses and grants employers immunity from any COVID-related litigation. It would also give some weekly benefits to the unemployed, but does not include any money for state or local governments. The governor also reported that the state's positivity rate for the virus was over 4.8% on Wednesday, and 61 people died of the disease. Hospitalizations continue to climb, with over 4,000 New Yorkers now in the hospital with coronavirus. Cuomo says he and state officials are counting the number of hospital beds that might be needed in various regions of the state as the virus surges. State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says there are around 6,000 ICU beds in total, and over 2,000 are currently available for COVID-19 patients. 376 New Yorkers are currently in the intensive care unit with COVID. Zucker says there's been changes since the first surge of the pandemic last spring, and that's resulted in a decreased need for hospital beds and special care like ventilators.
Back in March, the percentage of people who were hospitalized for COVID that ended up in the ICU was 25%, and now it's down at 19%. The people who ended up in the ICU who were hospitalized back in March, April at that time, 85 to 90% ended up intubated, whereas now it's only about 45 to 50% that were intubated. As a reflection of a better management of patients who have coronavirus, and also people coming in to the hospital probably sooner because they recognize they may be ill. So those numbers have obviously improved.
Cuomo says one way to free up more beds is to ban elective surgeries temporarily. Elective surgeries are on hold in Erie County, which has the highest infection rate in the state. Cuomo did not propose for now ending elective surgeries anywhere else. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.